我哋今日嘅经文系喺但以理书嘅第九章。
Scripture reading for today is in the book of Daniel's.
第七章啊，唔错。
Chapter 7.
但以理书第七章第九至到第二十七节，我会先用广东话嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
We'll be reading verses 9 to 27, first in Cantonese and then in English.
我们都一起来读。
We'll、
我观看便有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，同他面前有火有像河发出。侍奉他的有天天，在他面前自立的有万万。他坐着要行审判，案卷都卷开了。那时我观看，见那兽因小国主夸大的声音被杀，身体损坏，丢在火中焚烧。其余的兽权柄都被绝去，生命却仍存留，直到了定的时候和日期。我在夜间的异象中观看，便有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，指各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国也必不败坏。至于我但以理，我的灵在我里面囚烦，我脑中的异象使我惊惶。我就近一位自立者，问他这一切的真情，他就告诉我，将那事的讲解给我说明。这四个大兽说，自四王将要在世上兴起。18 verse 18。然而至高者的圣民必要得国享受，直到永永远远。那时我愿知道第四兽的真情，他为何与那三兽的真情大不相同，甚至可怕，有铁牙虫爪吞吃着碎，左余下的用脚践踏。20头有十角和那掌，有那令掌的一角在他角，在这角前有三角皮搭打落，这角有眼，有说夸大话的口，形状强横，过于他的同类。我观看见这角与圣民争战，胜了他们。直到亘古常在者来到至高者的圣民伸冤，圣民得国的时候就到了。那自立者这样说：第四兽就是世上必有的第四角，与一切国大不相同，必吞吃全地，并且践踏罪著。至于那十国，就自从这国中必兴起的十王，后来又兴起一王，与先前的不同。他必制服三王，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣民，必想改变节期和律法。圣民必交付他手一载、二载、半载。然而审判者必坐着行审判，他的权柄必被绝去、毁坏、灭绝，一直到底。国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣民，他的国是永远的，一切掌权的都必侍奉他、顺奉他。
Daniel's chapter 7. Please read with me. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him.Then the court began its session, and the books were opened. I continued to watch because I could hear the little horn's boastful speech. I kept watching until the fourth beast was killed and its body was destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As my vision continued that night, I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. I, Daniel, was troubled by all I had seen, and my visions terrified me. So I approached one of those standing beside the throne and asked him what it all meant. He explained it to me like this. These four huge beasts represent four kingdoms that will arise from the earth. But in the end, the holy people of the Most High will be given the kingdom, and they will rule forever and ever. Then I wanted to know the true meaning of the four beasts, the one so different from the others and so terrifying. It had devoured and crushed its victims with iron teeth and bronze claws, trampling their remains beneath its feet. I also asked about the 10 horns on the fourth beast's head and the little horn that came up afterward and destroyed three of the other horns. This horn had seemed greater than the others, and it had human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. As I watched, this horn was waging war against God's holy people and was defeating them. Until the Ancient One, the Most High, came and judged in favor of his holy people. Then the time arrived for the holy people to take over the kingdom. Then he said to me, "This fourth beast is the fourth world power that will rule the earth. It will be different from all the others. It will devour the whole world, trampling and crushing everything in its path. Its 10 horns are 10 kings who will rule that empire. Then another king will arise, different from the other 10, who will subdue three of them. He will defy the Most High and oppress the holy people of the Most High. He will try to change their sacred festivals and laws, and they will place under his control for a time, times and a half a time. But then the court will pass judgment, and all his power will be taken away and completely destroyed. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be given to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will last forever, and all rulers will serve and obey him."
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
夏庭牧师今日传讲嘅信息系和平、审判同埋胜利。
Pastor Wilson Chang's message for today is peace, judgment, and triumph.
Good morning.
大家早晨.
I really appreciated the songs that Kelly selected as we sung just now, especially the Getty song, "There is a Higher Throne."
咁我好多谢 潘欧嘉丽姊妹今朝为我哋所拣嗰只歌 至高的宝座.
We especially, with the events of this past week, we really need to hear that there is a higher kingdom, a higher throne.
我哋睇到过去一个星期所发生嘅事，我哋睇到咗有一个至高嘅宝座的而且确掌管一切。
And if you sing that song to yourself, maybe two or three times, meditating on the lyrics, that really will help you and comfort you in turmoil, tumultuous times.
咁如果你有机会唱我只歌唱两三次嘅时候，你喺从中咀嚼会领会到里边嘅意思。
And that's what the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation tries to do. It brings encouragement, strength to the church.
咁所以其实呢个但以理书或者系传呢个嘅启示录。 都同樣俾對呢個教會俾到呢個嘅鼓勵。
That encouragement is especially necessary in a time of suffering.
尤其是当在困难苦痛的时候。
Now, as you can tell, the last couple of weeks as we read portions of Daniel 7, it's not an easy passage to understand.
正如上个星期我们看过但以理书的第七章，我知道第七章不是很容易明白的章节。
But prophetic literature in the Bible takes up a lot of space, so it must be important, and God wants us to look at it.
但是先知的信息在这个圣经里面很多时候占了圣经的大部分，都让我们知道了他们的重要性。
Now, if you were with us last time, you'll know that we covered already in the vision, of God that his sovereign peace or tranquility rules.
如果你上个星期跟我一起的时候，我已经看到了，但以理的异象，讲到神去掌管万有之后带来的平安。
But also in this vision, there's an element of judgment.
都在这个的意象里面讲到平安之外亦都带来有这个审判。
If you read the passage carefully, you can't miss that. It's God's throne is ablaze and it flows a stream of flame there.
你看到就是神的宝座是焚烧变成一个的烈火。
And that's an imagery of divine judgment.
咁呢个就係呢个从神而嚟嘅审判係一个好好嘅象征。
And we see that throughout the scriptures, for example, as you'll see on slide 2, Psalm 50, verses 3 and 4.
咁正如喺呢个诗篇第50篇里面话俾我听。
The psalmist says, Oh God, our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages.He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people.
在诗篇五十篇第三、第四节，他说：我们的神要来，绝不闭口。有烈火在他面前吞灭，有暴风在他四围大刮。他招呼上天下地，为要审判他的民。
Now, thankfully, in Daniel's vision, the judgment of the divine court will go in favor.Of the saints of God, God's people.
但我哋感谢神喺但以理所讲嘅呢个嘅异象里边，睇到咗神嘅审判系对嗰啲信靠佢嘅人系冇呢个影响。
And it's very comforting because God will right the wrong.
神会将呢个错嘅纠正过嚟。
He will judge the powers of darkness and the kingdoms of this world.
会将这个的黑暗将这个的世代的君王国家去审判。
Those kingdoms will end. Their destructive measures will be final.
这个的毁灭最终会走去完结。
And all this is implied in verse 10 when you read the court was seated and the books were opened.
他讲到就话这个的案卷都会打开在他旁边的有千千万万。
Now, not only is there an element of judgment here, but there's an overwhelming picture of the triumph of God.
在这个的图画里面不单只有审判亦都有这个胜利的呼声胜利的场面。
And again, you see that in verse 10. And I'm going toYou can follow along. You have the New Living Translation, which again is a very good translation before you. But I'm going to read a more literal translation from the New King James Version, verse 10. A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him.
咁让我为你读出第十节，佢讲到就话在他面前侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。
You see, in a new way, Daniel, who had so often dared to stand alone, right, must have realized, I'm not alone. There's so many other of God's people ministering here.
你当你谂下，如果你切身处地系但以理嘅例子。 喺佢一生好多时候好似系孤孤单单走佢呢个基督徒嘅道路嘅时候，佢睇到咗其实有好多人系同佢一齐，佢唔系孤单一个人走呢一条路。
You see how comforting that is for Daniel? There are tons and tons and tons of people that God have raised up to serve the living God.
神去兴起千千万万嘅人去侍奉佢。
Daniel was like an earthly outpost or military station of the heavenly troops defending the honor of the name of the Lord.
但以利就好似神放喺佢自己嘅地方，去一直去捍卫住神嘅国度。
And Daniel was learning in a discouraging time some of the implications of the Apostle Paul's words found in Colossians 3, and I have that on slide 3.
咁其实呢个但以利所经历嘅就好似保罗喺呢个哥罗西书第三章所描绘嘅情形一样。
See what the Apostle Paul says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
I hope if you're a Christian, you're trying to be faithful to the Lord. You're trying to be a good servant of God.
我希望你都是一个基督徒，今日去对神去尽忠。
But as you followGod in a world going against him, you feel alone. You feel isolated.
你想象一下今日当我哋喺呢个嘅世代，呢个系敌挡神嘅世代嘅时候，好似喺呢个激流之中我哋好孤单。
And so this vision that Daniel receives, this truth that God is on his throne, points you to things in heaven.
你想象一下，就好似但以理去见到呢个异象，睇到神坐喺天上嘅宝座，将一切都系指向天上嘅事。
And as the Apostle Paul says elsewhere in Philippians 3, we are called by God to find our orientation not on earth, but in heaven.
咁正如喺呢个嘅腓立比书里边所讲嘅一样，神去指向嘅系天上边嘅事。
That means our perspective on history, like history as it is unfolding now, during a pandemic and during a crumbling of a nation, God is on his throne.
咁就係提醒返我哋，就話當今日我哋呢個世界呢個歷史不斷嘅演進嘅時候神亦都俾我哋去睇到佢坐喺呢個天上面嘅寶座。
Our perspective on history doesn't come from the Great Sea, as verse 2 said, as we saw last week, that chaotic Great Sea.
让我们看到就是当我们看这个世界的时候，我们不是在上个礼拜所看第二节，不是从这个大海，从这个世界的角度去看这个历史，看这个世界。
The Christian's perspective of history as it unfolds before us has God's perspective, the throne of God at the center.
而是提醒翻我哋，我哋以神为呢个中心，我哋从神嗰度，从神嘅角度去睇呢个世界，睇呢个历史。
Now the world scoffs at that and says, "Oh, you Christians, you're too idealistic. You have to be realistic."
咁呢个世界话你哋做基督徒呢啲人咧系好好啦，不过咧你哋太过理想唔系好实际。
If you're a Christian, you need to push back on that. Christians gain God's perspective in order to see reality.
咁但我作为基督徒嘅，有冇反问翻佢哋？就系话我哋其实作为基督徒，我哋睇呢个世界系从神嘅层面、神嘅角度去睇呢个世界系唔同嘅咧。
A missionary of a past generation was returning to the United States of America.
喺上世纪里边有一个嘅传道一个嘅宣教士从海外翻到嚟美国。
And in his day, again, it's a true story, they didn't travel by air. It was before the age of the jet airplane. He traveled from where he was serving the Lord overseas by boat.
咁佢係喺呢個飛機嘅時代之前，所以佢係搭船去返嚟美國。
And as that missionary,again, he records his testimony, arrives in New York Harbor. He arrived on the same ship as an acclaimed national figure.
咁佢搭呢只船翻嚟嘅时候，咁啱船上边有一个嘅美国知名嘅人物。
And crowds waited on the quay to greet that famous national figure.
咁喺呢个岸上边，有好多人喺度等等咧去睇下呢个嘅明星嘅风范。
But in contrast, no one came to welcome the missionary.
但系岸上边冇一个人系嚟，系因为佢想去欢迎呢个嘅宣教士。
He had been laboring to proclaim.The Christ, the gospel, sowing the seeds of the gospel overseas. No one recognized that.
咁但喺岸上边冇一个人去睇到呢个人去为耶稣基督去传福音，去喺呢个嘅海外嘅和场去为神去散播福音嘅种子。
The crowds, the masses of people were welcoming the national figure home.
这个岸上的人欢迎这个的知名人物。
And as the missionary saw the contrast, he began to sink in self-pity.
咁当这个的宣教士去再深一层去想的时候他就开始去自怜了。
But then, as if a voice from heaven spoke to him, he was encouraged because...That voice reminded him, again, it's just his conscience, but a voice reminded him that he had not yet reached home.
咁但当佢开始自怜嘅时候，有一把声音同佢讲，我把声音佢同佢讲话，佢话你唔需要去觉得气馁，因为你仲未翻到呢个天家。
Do not be discouraged, Christian.
佢提醒翻基督徒，你今日唔好为呢个事情而气馁。
And this is the new perspective that Daniel was acquiring in the vision of God.
呢个就系但以理喺神呢个嘅佢嘅异象里边所睇到得嚟嘅一个嘅结论。
And it's the perspective you and I need, especially in a time.Like this.
尤其是今日喺呢个疫情，喺呢个世界咁困难嘅时候，我做基督徒，我需要从神而嚟，得到呢个嘅层面去呢一个嘅角度。
God's kingdom is being established. He's on his throne.
神嘅国已经降临，神嘅已经坐喺佢宝座上边。
That will help you greatly in dealing with the disappointments.The difficulties that you're experiencing presently in this life.
当你去谨记呢两样嘢嘅时候，你要去面对你今日嘅困难就容易好多啦。
I have this on slide 4, but the author Hebrews in Hebrews 12:22-24 says this. Again, in a more literal translation, the New King James Version, you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.To an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
希伯来书第十二章他这样说，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判各人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约中的耶的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血，以血所说的比阿伯的血更为美。
The impact that helped Daniel in his discouraging time of this vision of the Ancient of Days, that's a name for God, helps us with grasping God's perspective of life, unseen and seen.
当但以理在最后气馁的时候，他看到了这个异象，这个异象去帮到他，给他看到一些他未见到的事，而这些事是帮助他面对他的将来。
Now, as Daniel 7 goes on, Daniel's attention is drawn back from heaven to earth.
当但以理他的注意力由看这个天上看回当时的情况地上的时候。
And his attention is drawn back, as verse 11 tells us, because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking.
咁当佢睇到嘅时候，佢睇到第十一节，佢话：那时我观看，见那兽因小国说夸大的话的声音被杀，身体损坏，仍在火中焚烧。
Now, what did Daniel see in the vision?
咁究竟系咩意思咧
？Well, he briefly describes it: the death of the beast and the destruction of its body.
我睇到就话呢个嘅兽系被毁灭、被杀，而佢身体被损坏。
Now I have this on slide 5. What does that mean?
咁究竟系讲咩意思咧
？True world dominion belongs exclusively to God.
佢话唯有神只系的而且确掌管呢个世界。
And all those who are prideful.And arrogant and thinking that they will rule. All others who seek that will be cut short of in their path.
而任何一个嘅人，任何一个嘅角度，想企图去攞到呢个世界嘅控制力、影响力嘅时候，佢哋最终会被杀。
In God's vision to Daniel, the other beasts lose their dominion.Although their days are prolonged, as it says, for some sense, for a season and a time.
咁纵然多啲其他嘅国系想企图去控制呢个世界，佢哋嘅时日亦都系去增多咗，但系最终佢哋都系被毁灭。
And that presumably means an extended period that will continue, but then brought definitely to an end.
即话呢个嘅兽，呢个嘅国要掌管嘅日子，纵然系长久，但系最终佢哋都会灭亡。
Now the picture again changes as Daniel continues, and a third element in this second part of Daniel's vision now unfolds.
咁跟住我睇到第三幅嘅图画，第三个嘅角色佢会出嚟。
And this third element brings us to one of the peaks of Old Testament Revelation.
咁佢讲翻咗呢个一个旧约所俾我哋嘅图画。
And you'll see that in verse 13, I have that on slide 6 for you. Daniel sees one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
咁佢睇到就话一个好似人子咁样样去嚟到呢个世界嘅上边。
This figure comes to the Ancient of Days, which is again a name of God, for God.And receives dominion from him.
咁而呢个人会系嚟到，会系得到掌管世界嘅权力。
And verse 14 describes his dominion as glorious. It says, "To him was given dominion and glory."
咁喺第十四节话呢一个嘅得到力量嘅，佢会得到权柄、荣耀、国度。
His dominion is also universal. It says in the text in verse 14 that all peoples, nations, and language should serve him.
而呢个嘅国度会系普及成个世界，因为第十至四节佢话使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
And verse 14 makes clear that his dominion is everlasting. It says his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed.
最后他讲到就说他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
Again, comforting words for Daniel when he saw things crumbling.
对于但以你来讲是一个很安慰的说话，当这个世界好像面临摧毁的时候，他得到从神而来一个安慰的说话。
That world power that held Daniel and other Israelites captive was crumbling.
那个是将控制了以色列，去掳掠了这个以色列，毁灭以色列的这个国度最终会去摧毁。
And it was comforting for Daniel to see one like the Son of Man. A significant term, we'll look at that in a moment, like Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
而他最后对他来讲最安慰的，看到这个人子会去来到。
You see, one like the Son of Man, that title has particular rather than general significance because it has that article the Son of Man.
他说在经文里面说见有一位像人子的，是很有意思的。
And there's a contrast going on here. That's the true man. The true man that is coming. In contrast to the man become beast, like us, in the earlier elements in the vision.
为什么这个人子这么重要呢？其实这个人子所指的是一个真正的一个的人，而不是之前那个企图想去做人，但结果失败，变成野兽的我们。
And remember,Daniel and these events probably are in 6th century BC or maybe 2nd century BC. It's before the incarnation of the Christ.
你唔好唔记得当时但以理身处嘅时代系离耶稣基督道成肉身系有好多嘅几百年前。
And this true man is one who's able to stand in the presence of the living God, whose throne is made of fire.In his judgment.
而这个真正的人，他的宝座是可以在神的面前是站立得来。
And this true man is one who is worthy to receive, as it says in the text, dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. Again, this is verse 14, that dominion is an everlasting, it says, everlasting dominion.
而这个的人子，这个真正的人，他的国度，他的宝座是由亘古常在我们的面前，他有权柄、荣耀、国度，也都令到各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他，他的权柄是永远不能废去，不能败坏。
I hope you see the significance of that. This true manis all that humans as God's image were meant to be, but we failed to be.
这个为什么这个真正的人这么重要呢？因为我们曾经我们普通的人想去努力去做，但我们全部都做不到，唯有这个真正的人，这个人子只能够做到。
That's why you and I need to know in a close way this Jesus, this true man, and to trust in his person and work for you.
而你和我就需要就是说要认识这个真正的人，认识这个真正的耶稣基督。
You know how many of you know already how the gospel storyline goes.
你和我都清楚知道福音是讲什么。
Adam was made to rule as God's vice-regent and obediently exercises God-given dominion. That's recorded for us in Genesis 1.
根据这个创世纪第一章, 本来神去做了这个亚当, 亚当是被神去受托,
but he fell way short. He failed in his responsibilities.
但是亚当在他的, 失败了, 他没有做到神交托他的事。
He disobeyed the Lord. We call that sin. The Bible calls that sin. And he lost his dominion and he fell short of God's glory.
他失卻了神的榮耀，神交託給他的事，他沒有做成，他犯了罪，得罪了神。
And since then, because we're guilty just as Adam is, we sought greedily to recover that lost dominion without letting go of our sin.
但是由那时候开始，我们每一个人都背起了亚当同样的罪，我们每一个人都企图带着罪想去争取，拿回这个世界的主权回来。
And Daniel knew that too. And so when the Son of Man came in that vision, he became the servant Adam failed to be.
但以你去见到这个人子来到的时候，他就知道这个人子将来会做到亚当本来做不到的事。Because
the true man, Jesus, right, reflected the glory of God in his obedience to God.
因为耶稣基督这个真正的人，他能够做到的就是他完全服从在天父之下。And
he was consequently highly exalted.
而最终他被神去尊崇。
Again, a messianic promise had been fulfilled in him.
因为这样的缘故，所以尼赛亚的预言就在耶稣基督的身上去能够达成。
We see that in Psalm 2:8 on slide 7. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance.
在这个诗篇第二篇里面这样说，你求我，我就将列国
For those of you who are familiar with the New Testament, you recall that Jesus, before he was taken up in the clouds to the throne of God after his death and resurrection, he says in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
章十八节，佢话天上地下的权柄，我都赐给你了。And
so it's passages like Matthew 28 that give us no doubt who that one like the Son of Man is in Daniel.
咁当你睇到咗马太福音第28章，睇到佢话有咁多权柄嘅时候，你就知道喺但以理书第7章所讲嘅人子就系耶稣基督。In
fact, that title, the Son of Man, is very significant. It's a significant title used throughout the New Testament.
而这个人子，这个咸头就在这个新约圣经，一直我们使用的。And
it almost exclusively is used by Jesus himself, referring to himself.
而差不多是耶稣基督自己用来去表明他自己身份。
What has been true of no other kingdom, not Babylon, not Medo-Persia, not Greece, not Rome, is true of him.
讲到一样嘢就话，唔系呢个巴比伦，唔系呢个嘅马代波斯，唔系呢个希腊，唔系罗马嘅帝国，系唯有系神自己嘅帝国，唯有神咁样叫佢自己。I
have this on slide 8. It's as the psalmist says in Psalm 72, verses 8, 11, and 17. This is in the English Standard Version. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Verse 11, may all kings fall down before him. All nations serve him. May his name endure, says verse 17, forever. His fame continue. As long as the sun, May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed.
他要掌管全兵，从这海直到那海，从大河直到地极。诸王都要叩拜他，万国都要侍奉他。他的名要传到永远，要流传如日之久。人要因他蒙福，万国要称他为有福。
Now Daniel's like us. He's curious. And that's why he asks the person in the vision next to the throne, what does all this mean?
咁正如我一样，但以理吓睇到呢个异象，好多嘅问题，于是喺十六节佢就问一个侍立者，问佢一切嘅意思，求佢讲解俾佢听。
Because it says in verse 15, he's disturbed by it. Because again, it talks about these great beasts, right, as four kings.
咁因为当时喺圣经里面讲话，但以理佢里面受烦，佢睇到嘅异象呢、这个嘅兽令佢惊惶。
That's verse 17, and then verse 18 is added to that. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
咁佢当时睇到第十七节话，这四个大兽，这四王将要掌管世界，在世上兴起，令到但以利好苦恼。但跟住十八节佢睇到就话，然而至高者的圣民必要得国享受，直到永永远远。
See, who are the saints of the Most High? Who is he referring to?
咁究竟但以利所讲嘅系边一个呢？
Well, the most satisfactory answer is that one like the Son of Man is related in some special way to the saints of the Most High. They share in his dominion.
咁唯我哋知道就系唯有呢个人子啊，同埋呢个天上至高嘅，佢哋能够系一齐永永远远共享呢个嘅尊荣。
That's why it's important to be busy now serving the Lord.
点解我哋今日去侍奉神系一件重要嘅事
？Because you'll be given more, entrusted more in His dominion, in the new heavens and new earth. So you need to start now.
因为你同我都需要将我哋嘅信交托俾神，俾神里边呢个嘅新天新地，我哋更加嘅要喺呢个时候把握去侍奉佢。
Do you see the richness of that truth?
你看不到这个说话的丰富呢?
You will rule with him.
就是讲到就说将来在这个新天新地里面你会同神共享这个的权柄。
And the correctness of this view is underlined by the way in which the one like the Son of Man appears in all that Adam failed to be.
就是说当亚当他不能够做到的事，这个人子的兴起去做回亚当不能够做到的事。
All those who belong to him, belong to the Lord Jesus, will share in the triumph, in the victory.
当那些一切将来你和神一起去共享，去管理世界上面所有属于神的事，你都会和神一起去掌管。
But you have to trust him with your life. You have to belong to him. You have to know him in a saving way to share in the victory.
但你需要将你自己的生命交托给神，亦都去愿意去和他去一起。
You have to cultivate your relationship with him. You have to walk with him now.
你要今日与神一起去同行。
The author Daniel reflects on the contrast between the promise and the reality.
咁但以利喺呢度亦都讲到呢个嘅应许同埋呢个嘅事实。
And of course, what he's referring to now is not everything right now is in subjection.To the Lord, right?
好似今日我哋睇下嘅时候，好似唔系样样嘅嘢都系喺神嘅掌管嘅里边。
As you'll see in slide 9, Hebrews 2:9 says in the New King James Version, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste what? Death for everyone.
因为好似希伯来书第二章第九节，我哋睇到就系耶稣基督，佢系点嘅咧？佢话系唯独见那成为比天使少一点的耶稣，就会为人人去尝咗呢个死味，去为到我哋去受死。
You see, before that dominion is in its fullness, you're going to suffer. If you pick up your cross, you're going to suffer.
佢话到就系话喺我哋能够得到呢个嘅尊荣呢、这个尊贵荣耀嘅冠冕之前，佢要去尝呢个死味，佢要为我哋去受苦。
But the crowning, the coronation of the one like the Son of Man in Daniel's vision is the assurance of those who belong to him will share in his rule and dominion.
但是但以理去俾到一个嘅应许，就系话嗰啲去信靠佢嘅人，将来一齐会同佢共享掌管呢个世界嘅福分。
Now again, there's a lot of details here that we can't really go over for the sake of time. That you might be curious to know, you know, what these things like the horn and the little horns, what do they all refer to?
咁或者你同我见到呢个嘅经文讲到咩小国啊，好多嘅国，究竟佢指嘅系世界上边嘅咩事情咧
？But don't miss the don't miss the big picture here. Even though the details are important, some of the details are important as well.
就希望你就话唔好净系挂住去睇去谂嗰啲小嘅细节，而失。忽略咗究竟呢段经文嘅大意系个主旨喺边一度
？The victory of God's people is not in doubt. That's the big picture. Verse 22, a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom.
咁最紧要嘅就喺第二十二节，佢讲到话直到。亘古常在者来给至高者的圣民伸冤圣民得国的时候又见到了。
But you know, Daniel's a realist, just like us.
但以你同我哋一样都系好实际嘅人。
That assurance of ultimate triumph and victory, because we're linked to Christ, doesn't blind him to the anguish, to the travail that the people of God will suffer.Because of that little horn.
咁但以你都好清楚明白到就系话喺我哋能够德国，我哋享受呢个胜利嘅时候之前，我哋会受到呢个小国带嚟嘅困难，带嚟嘅痛苦。
That's the reason why it's so hard to forgive that person that has troubled you, that has done you bad.
所以点解你同我今日对于嗰个得罪咗我哋嘅人，我哋咁难去宽恕佢
？God says to forgive them, but we can't, right? We struggle with that because that spiritual battle, that persecution.
呢个就系今日我哋所经历喺信仰属灵上边嘅挣扎，或者系喺呢个属灵上边呢个嘅被逼迫。我哋要去走过好多嘅困难，亦都喺饶恕呢件事上边，我哋好难去做到。
And Daniel is troubled and deeply concerned. You know why? Because he knows that these future Christians that this vision is referring to are going to suffer badly.
但以利佢好忧心，因为知道将来嘅基督徒会喺佢哋嘅基督徒嘅路上边。要受好多嘅苦。
You see, Daniel's God-centered. His life is kingdom-dominated. He's concerned. And we ought to be concerned also of the next generation too.
但以利佢为系一个以神为中心嘅人，所以佢担心到将来以后嘅基督徒嘅状况，正如你同我今日都需要为到我哋下一代嘅 我哋下一代佢哋嘅信心，佢哋做基督徒嘅经历去担心。
We too ought to be concerned that the next generation is also proclaiming the Christ and making disciples.
我哋要去担心就下一代嘅人会唔会依然去宣称神嘅名，依然会系去做呢个基督徒咧。
Now specifically, what does Daniel learn about the little horn and this conflict?
但以你所睇到嗰个小角系一个咩嘅小角咧？
This antagonist against the people of God.
就是看到就是说一个去抵挡这个人的一个的人。
Well, in our text, that's why verses 23 and 27 are there, because Daniel's interpreter, the person that Daniel asked to explain what's all this, appears.
咁就喺23、24节里边佢好详细咁讲解咗。
And just in a nutshell, in a brief fashion, he paints a sobering picture of a kingdom of immense power and influence that conquers the whole earth.
佢为我哋去描绘咗一幅好忧愁嘅愁画，睇到世界将来会有呢个嘅国度会去征服，去占领呢个全世界。
And as verse 23 describes to us in a frightening way, this evil kingdom destroys everything that stands in the way of its goal of world dominion.
他说第四兽就是世上必有的第四国，与一切大不相同，不吞吃全地，践踏嘴碎。
And from this empire, 10 kings or the 10 horns arise.
他说至于那十国就是从这国中必兴起的十王。
Now the number 10 here should be taken generally rather than identified particularly.
咁我见到十呢个数目字我哋呢唔需要真係咁数住会有十个只係纯粹一个嘅数目字。
Unlike the four great beasts of verse 8, no specific point is made about any of the 10 horns or even the 3 horns that suffer defeat.
咁同之前我哋所讲嗰四兽嘅唔同吓，呢十国呢十王冇好清楚去讲出究竟系边一个。
And we run into trouble in interpreting if we speculate and try to look for the details for these 10 horns and these 3 horns in defeat。
咁好多时候，如果你真系要喺历史上面去揾十国十王嘅时候咧，可能你好有困难去真系证明到哪一个就是所圣经所讲的那一个。
You know, several years ago, the United Kingdom was entering into the European Economic Community, the Common Market.
好多年前英国想企图想加入这个的欧洲的共同市场。
But because of the misapplication of Daniel 7, there was concern by many of Britain that said, hey, if you join this common market, there's going to be 10 nations.
咁当时有啲人对呢个嘅但以理书第七章有一个错误嘅曲解，佢话哇，如果英国啱啱加入埋咁共同市场，啱啱就有十个国家，咁系咪就系呢个但以理书所讲嗰个十王十国咧？
Do you see how things can go astray if you misapply?
你听到就好多时候，如果你唔明白圣经嘅时候，你就好多时候做出好多嘅错谬出嚟。
Because the fear of some back then was that this event would be a fulfillment of Daniel's vision.
咁佢觉得哇，如果俾英国入咗嚟嘅时候，就应验咗呢个嘅但以理书第七章这个第24节呢一段嘅圣经啦。
But that's just speculation. You can't conclusively.Apply that.
咁我哋要提醒你嘅就话，呢个只系啲人喺度嘅猜测，唔可以用嚟作为一个嘅结论。
You know, it's kind of like correlating an exact doctrinal equivalent of the father's kiss or the robe or the ring or the fatted calf in the parable of the prodigal son.
咁就正如好似好多人讲到喺圣经里边讲到喺呢个嘅浪子嘅比喻，究竟个浪子嗰只肥牛。戒指甚至是个父亲所给的那件的袍， 究竟係有咩嘅意思一樣。
Or connecting some doctrinal truths to the donkey or the innkeeper and the coins in a parable of the Good Samaritan.
咁同樣一樣，好多時候啲人喺呢個嘅好撒瑪利亞人嘅故事啊，講到嘅驢仔啊，講到嗰個嘅啊店主啊，講到嗰啲嘅啊嗰三個嘅銅錢，好多人都會好鍾意去猜測有咩意思。
That's failing to grasp the genre of the passage. This is apocalyptic literature.
咁好多時候，當你用咁嘅方法去解釋呢個先知嘅説話嘅時候，就可能會啊有好多嘅錯謬出咗嚟。
And some of the details don't have a one-to-one equivalent.
因為好多時候每一樣嘢嚇都未必有啊一個嘅意思喺後邊。
And where details of the symbolism of the vision are not given further weight, they probably have a general significance, not a particular one.
咁好多時候呢啲每一樣嘢嚇，可能背後每一個好特別嘅象徵嘅意義喺度。
But some of these, of course, particulars have emphases, like the four beasts and the little horn.
咁但係亦都有啲其他嚇，譬如呢個嘅四獸嚇，呢個小角。他们是专是指向历史上面某一样东西。
And so it would be fitting then to pursue the matter of understanding them, just like Daniel was curious about them.
如果是这样的时候，你就可以好像但以理那样，对在某一些的事上，你可以去沉问深一些。
Now again, some have tried to make sense of all of this, and the ten horns,grew out of the beast, some have said that it represents the Roman Empire.
咁有多人话啊，嗰个小角会唔会代表嘅就系罗马帝国咧
？And then the ten horns are best taken, if that's so, as a continuation of spirit that's so powerfully expressed in that empire.
如果嗰个兽系代表系呢个嘅罗马帝国嘅时候，嗰个十个角会唔会就系讲到咗罗马帝国十样吓，或者一个好好有力所做嘅事咧。
And other Protestant commentators often saw a reflection of little horn in the power of the papacy.
咁有啲人话个小角会唔会代表系罗马嘅教皇嘅权力咧
？John Calvin saw the fulfillment in the Roman Empire.
加尔文觉得吓呢个嘅小角所指嘅又系罗马帝国。
But in Daniel's vision, however, the little horn represents the final consummation of evil.
咁但系呢个但以理嘅意象里边，吓呢个小角吓，最终系讲到系被呢个嘅邪恶去消灭。
It belongs to the final days.
佢讲到末后嘅日子。
And therefore, it ought not to be given a specific identification of any historical figure.
咁所以可能咧，呢个嘅小角唔系指向历史上边任何嘅一个人物。
Notice, however, that the little horn emerges in the context of the beast and the ten horns.
咁但我哋睇到就系呢个小角咧，系喺呢个兽同埋喺个十角里边去走出嚟。
So it shouldn't surprise us that there will be continual expressions of the characteristics of that little horn.
咁所以咧，呢个小角啊，好多时好多人都会继续对小角呢样嘢有好多嘅提出，讲出佢嘅特征。
And there will be an apex in appearances of that little horn in the last days, as described in Daniel's conclusion.
咁喺但以理所嘅结论里边将来可能系小角所提过嘅啲特征会喺世界上边去出现。
And so it's not surprising that many evil dictators and empire builders have been identified with the little horn, and they share in some of the worst features of those evil people.
咁其实喺历史上边，我哋见过好多嘅独裁者啊，见过好多建立帝国嘅人，好多人都觉得佢哋系呢个小国，同呢个小国有同样嘅特征。
And we've been told that the Antichrist.Will come in the final days.
咁呢个敌挡基督嘅人喺末日会嚟到。
But that doesn't preclude our recognizing that many antichrists has already strutted across the pages of history.
咁但其實喺歷史上邊都有好多曾經敵擋基督嘅人喺歷史上邊出現過。
Again, all this might be a lot hard to digest, hard to confuse, but again, this is God's word, and at least looking at it generally is important.
咁可能呢啲嘅经文对你嚟讲好难明白，咁但系既然圣经佢有去讲过嘅时候，都好值得我哋去知道，我哋去明白。
Now, what are the characteristics of that evil little horn?
咁呢个嘅邪恶嘅呢个一个嘅小角有啲咩嘅特征喺度咧？
Well, on slide 10, I have it for you. In verse 25, Daniel mentions three, which appear in all Antichrist and will be revealed in the final Antichrist.
咁佢喺第廿五节讲到话呢个敌挡基督嘅人会做三样嘅嘢。
The little horn shall speak pompous words against the Most High.
佢话佢会说夸大的话。
Second characteristic shall little horn shall persecute the saints of the Most High.
第二，佢折磨至高者的圣民。
And thirdly, the little horn shall intend to change times and the law.
第三，佢会想改变节期同埋律法。
And so, therefore, the people of God will suffer under its influence for, as it says in verse 25, for a time and times and half a time.
咁于是呢个神嘅圣民会喺佢手上受苦，会系一载、二载、半载。
Again, I don't think it's necessary to pinpoint the exact length of time here. I don't think you can with that phrase. I don't think anyone knows.
咁究竟一载、二载、半载系咩意思咧？我哋喺度唔需要去讲解。
But I hope you see general claims here, the charges against the little horn are blasphemy, persecution of the church, and some form of self-deification.
咁但我有一样嘢去睇到就系呢个敌挡神嘅人，佢哋会做啲咩嘢咧？就系佢哋会去逼迫呢个信徒，亦都去企图去改变好多嘅嘢。
And of course, you can see that in a day and age.Throughout history, right? Many people lifting themselves up and saying, I'm like God, right? I don't need God. I'm like God. And they blaspheme the word of God. And there is persecution of the church throughout the world.
咁但喺历史上面，我哋见过好多嘅人物，好多人系自大到觉得自己好似系神一样，佢哋去亵渎神。他们去逼迫信靠神的人。
But as Daniel 2:21 says, God alone changes the times and the seasons.
但是在正如这个第二章21节，唯有神才可以去胜过这一切。
And that little horn even seeks to subvert the law and to transform society in a godless mass.
他说这个小国甚至想去改变节期，改变律法，将这个世界变成一个无神的世界。
In other words, to put it simply, it's a picture of blatant and sinister opposition to God and his rule of the world.
咁好简单，就话呢啲人系邪恶到一个地步，系想将呢个世代变成一个无神、敌挡神的世界。
And just when one would expect its ever-increasing power to reach its zenith, it'll be destroyed. That's what it says. That's the comforting part. It will be destroyed and survive only for, quote, half a time.
咁但系当呢一个嘅邪恶嘅势力好似去到最高峰嘅时候，喺圣经话喺半载嘅时间，佢哋会一切被消灭。而信靠神的人又会是流传。
You see, in a troublesome time like ours, the Ancient of Days, God himself will bring the activity of evil to a halt by his divine righteous decree.
在我们今天一个这么困难的时候，但我们要去明白神最终会将这一切去结束。
Now again, there are many, just for the sake of time, I can't go into it. Many people who've tried to identify who or what is the little horn.
很多人都真的很想知道究竟这个小角是哪一个。
You know, I think I would be inclined to think that it's referring to the final Antichrist, the man of sin.
咁可能系讲到一个系有一个好特别嘅人。
But again, there's so many different views and interpretations of who that is.
咁但系圣经实在有好多吓，历史上面有好多唔同嘅解释。
But as you'll see on slide 11, the overarching concern that you need to bring home in Daniel 7 is to focus our attention on the conflict. There is a conflict going on for your very soul. There is a conflict between two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world.
但其实有一样东西最终你要记得要谨记的，就是在这个世界上面，在你的灵魂的上面，有两样的张力在你的内心里面挣扎。
And we, the church, need to be woken up to see that conflict.
我们作为在教会里面的人，需要去醒觉，看到了这个的属灵的战争。
And just when Daniel is anticipating the deliverance of the kingdom of God from its oppression in the form of return from exile, he learns a very important lesson here.
咁但系，正如但以理喺呢度学到一个好重要嘅功课。
This conflict is endemic to world history until the end.
呢一个嘅挣扎会系去到呢个世界嘅末日。
And it's not going to decrease. It's going to perpetuate until it reaches its apex, its zenith, in the ferocious blasphemies of that little horn.
而这个的挣扎，这个的冲突会继续持续到去到一个的高峰。
And that's why in a time of enormous stress, Daniel's soul is anchored in this great vision.
咁就喺一个咁困难、咁多压力嘅时候，神呢、这个但以理将佢嘅灵魂放喺呢一个嘅异象嘅上边。
Just like Isaiah, he's caught a glimpse of the majesty of God in heaven.
就系正如好似以赛亚一样，但以理去能够去窥见到呢、这个神嘅喺天上嘅荣华。
Isaiah became conscious of another, the suffering servant.
以赛亚亦都同样见到嗰个受苦嘅仆人。
And in Daniel's vision, he's conscious of the Son of Man.
喺以赛亚系呢个奴仆嘅君王，而喺但以理又系呢个嘅人子。
You see, my friend, you're truly living now in light of the triumph of God, if you've trusted in the person and work of Christ.
各位朋友，如果你今日系的而且确系将你嘅信去信靠系交俾神嘅时候，你就会将来与神喺呢个嘅胜利嘅里边共享呢个荣耀。
Despite the turmoil that you presently see, you are victorious in Him because He has gotten the victory over sin, death, and hell.
纵然今日喺呢个困难嘅时候，但最终佢会战胜死亡，战胜呢个地狱。
And Daniel now knows that the Son of Man must first appear.
佢明白到神嘅子需要先去出现。
And only after that will he go to the throne of the Most High to receive his kingdom.
人子要先去受死，然后最终走上这个的宝座上边。
But presently, Daniel's living in Babylon in changing and troublesome times.
但是但以理住在巴比伦，一个很困难、很受苦的时间。
But just like us, as we struggle through, he'll be able to remember that God is on his throne.
但就正如今日我哋喺呢个困难之中，我哋要去记紧神坐喺佢嘅宝座上边。
And just as God disclosed to Daniel in that vision, the kingdom will be given to the Son of Man someday in the future.
正如喺但以理嘅异象里面睇到，最终有一日神会将呢个嘅国交俾呢个人子。
And in that divine court, the books will be opened.And the Ancient of Days will exercise judgment.
在那天这个书卷会去打开，在那天里面这个的审判会临到。
And you will see the dominion of the beast being destroyed.
会看到这个的兽掌管的日子被毁灭。
Because Daniel had seen the verdict will be given to the saints of the Most High.
而神的子民会得到这个胜利。
And he, Daniel, and every other Christian will share in the bounty of God's kingdom.
而神的子民会同神一起去共享耶稣基督为我们所达成的事。
You know, the remarkable thing about this picture of the Son of Man, Jesus, is that he's never isolated from his people. He's always with them.
而呢一个嘅图画，其实最重要有一样嘢，就话耶稣基督从来冇去离弃过佢嘅子民。
And did you notice Jesus' work is always related to our blessing？
而神所做嘅事同我哋所得嘅祝福系永远系有关系。
His ministry as a suffering servant is similarly exercised on behalf of his people。
佢嘅受苦，佢嘅劳仆系。同样是为到他的子民而做。
And his triumph as the Son of Man, as it's described for us in Daniel 7, is for us, the saints of the Most High.
而同样当人子将来去得到最后的胜利的时候，他打赢的胜仗亦都是为信靠他的人而去打赢。
I hope you see that amazing picture in Daniel 7.
我希望你睇到但以理书所讲嘅呢一幅图画。
The kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms will be given to the saints of the Most High。
嗰幅图画就话，将来呢个嘅国、呢个掌权嘅会系交俾信靠神嘅人。
And it's an everlasting kingdom。
系一个恒久永远嘅国度。
And all other dominions shall serve.And submit to the kingdom.
咁而各族各方各国都会去叩拜佢。
That's what Jesus taught his disciples.
呢个就耶稣基督教佢门徒嘅说话。
Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom to his disciples on the Sermon on the Mount.
系佢喺呢个登山宝训上边所讲嘅说话。
Jesus showed his disciples, his followers, the transforming power through his mighty works.
他看到就是因为在他的话语里面有改变人心的能力。
And then he went on and showed the disciples how to respond to living life in the kingdom.
也都教我们怎样在他的国度里面去生活。
Remember those words in the Sermon on the Mount? Blessed, blessed.Are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
他说温柔的人有福了，因为他们必然承受地土。
That's a link directly from Daniel 7.
这个就是直接跟但以理书第七章所讲到的事。
As it's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就在耶稣基督的里面是得到达成。
I hope and trust you'll be humble too, so that you too will inherit the earth.
我亦都希望你今日在神的面前，你会去谦卑，会去温柔，好使你同耶稣基督一样去承受这个地土。
You can be strengthened now, despite the dire circumstances.
纵然今日我哋嘅情形系好困难，但系你同我都可以从神嗰度得到能力。
As you cling to the promises of God,
我哋去找紧神所俾我哋嘅应许。
Father, we thank you for your word. We know that it is a difficult portion for us to digest.
我知道呢一段经文唔容易明白。
But I pray, Lord, that my friends here would have a high regard for your word.
但我祈祷今日在座嘅人都会对你嘅话语去小心。
That you're revealing a future things to us is for our good.
你可以系将将来嘅事去指俾我哋睇，让我哋得益处。
That we would be aware of the tremendous fierce battle that we're undergoing now.
让我哋去睇到就话，其实喺我哋嘅后边有住好大嘅冲突争战。
But at the same time, to be confident that Jesus has conquered, has given us the victory already.
但系其实神已经将为我哋打咗呢个胜仗，将呢个胜利交俾我哋。
Darkness will not prevail.
黑暗最终会过去。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣基督是世上的光。
Comfort us with that truth today.
求主你今天用这些说话安慰我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。